topics really in the queue right now. Since our last meeting, it's been 2 weeks. We've had an update to the project viewer, so hopefully some of the bugs we were seeing previously are behaving a little better. We've had quite a few new issues filed since then as well. They're definitely not all fixed yet. Say at this point the filing speed is quite a bit faster than the fixing speed, which is good. It means people are actually trying this stuff out. But, you know, we've got some things in the pipeline now that we need to investigate. Some issues with animations, issues with eyelashes not morphing correctly, a few other things. One thing that I think I've got a fix for is the problem of the avatar jumping up in the air under some circumstances. It looks like the underlying issue there is position overrides in meshes. If you have a position override defined for the pelvis, it gets a little confused about how to handle that because the pelvis is really mostly driven from outside your avatar. It's kind of the root bone of the avatar. If you set the pelvis to a particular offset, then it'll temporarily go where you told it to go, and then it'll get reset, you know, based on foot placement on the ground or whatever. And because we were reapplying the position overrides more often than necessary, you would see those jumps. So I think we've got a fix now where it won't keep jumping around all the time, although you may still see a kind of a hop when you first attach the mesh, and it's probably wouldn't recommend having an offset defined for M-pelvis in general, since that stuff tends to be driven by things other than the avatar shape itself.